Dr. Singhvi, is the government in Maharashtra safe at this stage?
Look, in that sense, the Congress is an outsider to this. This appears to be an intra-Sena thing, but I want to say two or three things. According to me, there are stalwarts there in the Shiv Sena, in the NCP, apart from senior leaders of the Congress. I have no doubt that it will be sorted out. This is some temporary turmoil, and I have no doubt, especially the senior people like Mr. Pawar, etc., will find a solution.
Dr.
But I want to say something different very quickly.
No, but half a second, sir. Has that been communicated to the Congress that they are sorting this out and it'll be sorted out in what? A matter of hours, days? What are you looking at?
You don't put timelines for this kind of thing. Of course, the Congress is seeing things as you are seeing things, and every effort is being made. You have yourself shown that there is a communication channel which went on for quite a while with the Mr. Thackeray and these people. You have also seen how Mr. Pawar has flown there.
But so we don't know if that worked. That's why I'm asking you. Has that communication worked? Because this affects, obviously, the Congress very deeply as well, sir.
Yes, of course. We are all very hopeful and we are confident it will work. You have to give it some time. You can't put a timeline. But I want to say something else for 1 minute. Please allow me to say that. And that is this. The BJP has been frequently unsuccessful also in its shenanigans. But that is not for want of trying. The important thing for everybody to understand is that there is a long list from Manipur to Goa to Karnataka to Maharashtra where this dirty tricks department of the BJP plays this game. They are now adept at post-PhD doctoral research in a university on this scheme of breaking governments by unfair, illegal means. And you are seeing another naked attempt out of an old...
No, but Dr. Singhvi, I might remind you that the BJP probably felt the same way when the MVA came to power a couple of years back in Maharashtra.
Let me remind
you, the
BJP
was swept or removed under their feet.
Vishnu, let me remind you, the BJP cannot feel the same way about when the MVA came, because the MVA came after the BJP had already tried to break it for 48 hours or 72 hours. And you know the episode, Mr. Fadnavis declared the government,
okay.
He even became virtually a chief minister. So it was really a reclamation by the MVA, what was rightfully its own majority. It was the BJP then also, which came out in very bad colors as a breaker. As I said, these are post-doctoral research experts in this subject.
Okay, but sir, let's get a little specific, Dr. Singhvi. If the MVA were to collapse, for the opposition in this country, it would be a devastating blow ahead of 2024. So beyond just, you know, Maharashtra, is this not also something which is factoring into your mind, into your thinking?
I refuse to go into speculation of ifs and buts. I said I'm very, very confident. There has already been a clawback to a large extent. And what it really shows, I think, is the BJP in its bad...
But sir, why do you say there's been a clawback? I don't understand how there's been a clawback, because those 21 MLAs are still with him, sir.
No, they are out of the place. They are in Surat or elsewhere. That's not the point.
No, they are in Surat, sir. They've not come back to Maharashtra.
No, that's all right. You have to give it some time. This happened only today. You want instant coffee. That's not going to happen for channel's convenience, you know. You have to give it time. You have the night.
But I disagree with you, Dr. Singhvi. I'm just saying there's not been a clawback.
I can assure you that people who are experts in Maharashtra, people from three parties, at least two of them, people of the seniority of Mr. Pawar, are not okay. People who are innocent persons to these things.
Okay.
They know how to handle it. And I think you certainly have a very, very good chance. I'm very optimistic. I agree with you to the limited extent that it would be very bad if this kind of shenanigans succeeds. But equally, I want to emphasize again, with the risk of repetition, that ultimately it shows the chal, charitra and chehra of the BJP.
Dr. Singhvi, the latest information we have is that Shiv Sena MLAs are being shifted to St. Regis Hotel in Worli from the Chief Minister's official residence. So is that really more of the same concern that the Shiv Sena under
Uddhav Thackeray
is worried about his existing MLAs?
No, that's a very legitimate concern. When you have this naked money power play by the BJP, which, as the published figures show, gets 90% of all so-called electoral bond donations, and they are misused for this kind of thing, then it is obvious that preemptive steps have to be taken by those who cannot play in these money games.
Okay, Dr.
Singhvi. What we are doing is a normal, precautionary, preventive step, because we cannot match the money power of the BJP.
No, but do you have evidence of this money game, sir?
There is no doubt about it. I mean, this is it's common knowledge. You have to. Nobody is going to give you a receipt,
Dr. Singhvi,
or a paper.
Dr. Singhvi, you are probably the country's finest lawyer. You know the value of evidence. You made a huge point, sir. What is the basis of that?
The basis of that is that this is not a sudden ideological volte-face. It is not a sudden. What are they saying? Even what they are saying shows it.
Okay.
They are saying we want the same government but with the BJP.
Okay.
This newfound love and affection for the BJP, let me assure you, is actuated by considerations other than clean considerations. And
okay.
Certainly the attempt of the BJP in Manipur, in Goa, their past actions in Karnataka, in so many states, bears it out. So there is a clear presumption that this is happening. Of course, as the time goes on and things go to court, etc., you will find that evidence also coming. But I don't think anybody who is in politics in Maharashtra knows that this is wrong.
Do you think this is going to court, sir?
No. I'm just saying about your question on evidence.
Okay,
evidence
fine.
It doesn't come the first day.
Dr. Singhvi, you know, one of the points which is interesting and possibly worrying for the MV, for the Congress party certainly, is Eknath Shinde saying that the brand of Hindutva practiced by the Shiv Sena was unacceptable. He perhaps seeks a more strident variant of Hindutva if the Shiv Sena is to redefine its identity towards that more strident identity of Hindutva that perhaps Eknath Shinde, who is a very powerful leader, seeks. Then would that not place the Congress party in some trouble in Maharashtra?
I don't want to muddy the waters at this stage by criticizing or supporting different groups, because this is a delicate moment of negotiation. But it is but obvious that there is no sudden ideological nuance which has been developed or invented. There is no sudden change of affiliation. Everybody knows what the Sena stands for. According to many, the brand of Hindu support, true Hinduism, which the Sena propounds, is the genuine Hindu fold and not the radical extremist Hindutva in the name of which the BJP tries to get votes. So that is all a matter of opinion. I don't think these kind of sentences are nothing but ideological camouflages, according to me.
Okay, bottom line, sir, you don't think the government is going to collapse?
I can only say that I think that there is a lot of confidence in people who are at the job. I think you have to give it some time. It is only today that this began. Let us see by tomorrow things will be clear. But the answer to your question is yes, I am confident based on material, on reasons, on actual movement on the ground. But yes, it will take time. It may not happen tonight. It may not happen tomorrow early morning. It may happen shortly.